This is Randy Hacker with another postcard from Asia from the KU Center for East Asian Studies. Here in Japan, when the economy comes a cropper, the Japanese do crop art. Or at least in Inakatate, a small rural community up north, they do. Owing Tokyo a whopping 106 million bucks for a Neolithic theme park that went belly up, the Inakatateans were searching for ways to attract tourists and their money. Inakatate has been a rice-growing region for more than 2,000 years, so it isn't surprising that rice paddies offered them a solution, paddy art. By planting different colored varieties of rice, the rice paddies have become living canvases with different pictures planted every year. Last year, 170,000 tourists viewed the pictures from atop the village hall, but ultimately left without buying much, which proves that if you plant it, they will come. But they won't necessarily spend enough money to get you out of your bubble economy debt. From the Center for East Asian Studies, I'm Randy Hacker. Wish you were here.